The colorful motorized scooters are built similar to scooters kids used to propel with one foot while standing on them with the other. The difference now is they're motorized and fast. Onalaska Police Chief Randy Williams says the scooters raise a safety concern.
Some of these scooters can get up to speeds of 35 to 40 miles an hour, and I have personally seen very young children ages 10 to 12 that are operating these things in the road. They're operating them on sidewalks, they're crossing roadways. Because of the speed, there's great potential for serious injury.
A few cities like Eau Claire identify the scooters as a play vehicle so they can be used on sidewalks. Eau Claire City Manager Don Norrell says the ordinance only covers scooters with electric motors. There's debate, though, over whether cities can change the rules. The Assistant General Counsel for the Department of Transportation, Paul Nielsen, says they can't. Nielsen says he's received at least a call a day in the past year about the vehicles.
These vehicles are very inexpensive, and they're fun to ride. They're fuel efficient, and people want to use them either as play toys or as little efficient commuting devices. Toys R Us is selling them. Almost every auto parts store is selling them, and they can be picked up for about $200. So they're selling like crazy. I don't know where they're being used because they can't be used legally in the roads.
Nielsen says motorized scooters are not manufactured for road use, therefore they may not be used on streets. He says they don't qualify as play vehicles that can be used on sidewalks, and cities can't change the rules to make them legal. The village of Holman wants to ban the scooters, but Nielsen says there's really no need for that since they're already banned. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.